Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Pei Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, the second line from the bottom, middle of the line, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar. So the Gemara is in the middle of bringing different Makairis for the Azhara of Yom Kippur. How do we know that there's an Azhara, that the mitzvah's Inoy has Azhara to it, that there's a Laisaseh to it? So it says the Gemara, because again, it's not Mefurish anywhere in the Torah that there's a Laisaseh, but we learn it now from different places. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar, the Makar for the Laisaseh, is that Yalav Shabbos Shabbosod Mishabbos Bereshus. It says Shabbos Shabbosin by Yom Kippur, and it says it by Shabbos Kodesh. So Malo Halon Le'Anash Elam Kein Hizir, Afkan Le'Anash Elam Kein Hizir, just like by Shabbos Kodesh is a Leisase, so too the Mitzvah Sayyim of Yom Kippur, the Inui has a Leisase. Rav Papa Amar, a different Makar, that Hu Gufei Shabbos Ikri, Yom Kippur itself is called, in the Torah, it's called Shabbos, Tichziv Tishpesu Shabbatchem. So therefore we learn that it's like Shabbos, that it has a Leisase. So now says the Gemara, Bishlam Rav Papa Le'Amik Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, it would make sense that Rav Papa did not want to say like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov to correct the Begufei Adiv. Why learn it out from the whole Gezerah Shava? Learn it out from the Pasuk itself, that the Torah calls Yom Kippur Shabbos. El Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, my time Le'Amik Rav Papa. But why didn't Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, why did he dafka learn out the Gezerah Shava? Why didn't he just learn it out from the Pasuk of Yom Kippur itself like Rav Papa, from the fact that it says Tishpesu Shabbatchem? Says the Gemara, because Rav Acha Bar Yaakov already used the pasuk of Tish Pesu Shabbatchem for a different drasha. Mibayle lechadetani. The Vatnisa Mesnafshu Seichem Betisha Lachaydesh. The pasuk says that you should afflict yourself and fast on the ninth day of the month. So Yachol Yaschav Yisana Betisha. So I might think that you fast on the ninth. Tamuleimar Be'erev. It says Betisha Lachaydesh Be'erev. No, it's only a night. So Yibayerev Yachol Meshetavshach. I might think you don't have to fast any of the ninth day. Tamuleimar Betisha. So says the Gemara, HaKeitzah. So which one is it? Is it the ninth or is it at night? Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Maschul Misanami Ba'idyayim, that you start, you add your Maisa Michal HaKodesh, and you start fasting on the ninth day, but really the Iker fast starts at night. Mikan Shamaisiva Michal HaKodesh, which is the Makar for the Knisa, Sayyayim of Yom Kippur, that there's a Chiv to be Maisa Michal HaKodesh. Ve'in Li'al B'Knisa Asay. So I know Knisa Sayyayim. When you go into Erev Yom Kippur, you have a Chiv to be Maisa Michal HaKodesh. Be'etzi Asay Minayin. How do we know that also Matzei Yom Kippur, that there's a chiyuv to be Maisif Michal HaKodesh? Tamalaymer mi'erev ad erev. No, both ways, both sides of the day, you're supposed to be Maisif. Ve'en li'al Yom Kippurim. Shabbos is minayin. How do we know on Shabbos? Tamalaymer tishbisu. Ein li'al Shabbos is. Yomim toivim minayin. How do we know on Yom Tiv there's a chiyuv of Tesis Yom Tiv? Tamalaymer Shabbatchem. HaKetzad. So what comes out is Kol Mokim Shenemer Shvois Maisif Michal HaKodesh. There's always a chiyuv to be Maisif Michal HaKodesh. Time is the Chi of Shvisa, like Yom Kippur, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. So it comes out is that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov couldn't learn out from this pasuk of Tish Pesu Shabbatchem that the Torah is coming to teach us that Yom Kippur is called Shabbos for the din of the Azhara, because he already used this pasuk for the din of Taisvish Yom Kippur, and Taisvish Shabbos, and Taisvish Yom Tov. Says the Gemara now, V'tana Datsim Etzem, Haibetisha Lechoydesh Me'avileh. We mentioned the Tana on Pei Aleph and Aleph, that he learned out from Etzem Etzem, that's only Be'etzem Yayim Azeh, that there's the Azhara and the Chi of Karis and Yom Kippur, but not during Taisus Shabbos, and not during Taisus Yom Kippurim. So that means already, Mavur, Mefurish, Neubei, from this pasuk of Etzem Etzem, is that there's a, from the Miyat, that there must be that there's a din of Taisus Yom Kippurim. So what is he darshan from this pasuk of Tisha L'Chaydash? Says the Gemara, Mibayle Lecha the Tani Chiyu Barami Difti. The Tani Chiyu Barami Difti, he taught, Venisam is Nafshe Seichem Betisha, Frak the Braisa Vechi Betisha Mesanin, do you fast on the ninth, Valoy Boasar Mesanin, don't we fast on the tenth? El Leimer Lecha, the pasuk's telling you, that one who fasts on the ninth day, one who eats, sorry, on the ninth day, so it's as if you kept the chiv of tainus on the ninth day and the tenth day. So therefore, but it's really telling us about the chiv to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. That's what he used that pasuk for. The Mishnah said, if a person eats food that's not roi lachila, so he's pater on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara gives some examples. Amarava, kas pilpili biyamati kipuri, pater. If a person eats peppercorn on Yom Kippur, he's pater. Kas zangvili biyamati kipuri, pater. Same thing with raw ginger. In fact, the Gemara meisve, how could you tell me that raw peppercorn, you're pater? Have a Rabbi Meir aimer, mimashmashan emer, varalatem arlasa is period. Rabbi Meir pointed out from the fact that the pasuk says by arla, that the thing that's chayv in arla is its fruits. So any idea she eats maichlu? So don't I know that the pasuk's talking about a fruit tree? Elamata malaymer eitz meichel. So why does the Torah have to specify it's a fruit tree? It's an eitz meichel. Rather, it's coming to be marbe, coming to teach us, and it's an eitz shatam eitz pirga yishava. It's coming to be marbe, the type of fruit that the bark of the tree tastes like the fruit. Which is referring to what? Have you ever said it's referring to a peppercorn tree. Which is coming to teach us, first of all, the fact that pilpulin is chayav in arla, meaning even though it grows similar to a vegetable, it's not considered a vegetable, it's considered a pre, and it's chayav in arla. And it's also teaching us that Eretz Yisrael is not lacking anything. That Eretz Yisrael doesn't lack anything. But the point is that you see from the fact that it's chayav in arla, it must be it's a fruit that it's roi la'achilo. Says the Gemara like Asha, haber tivso habiyabeshto. Depends if it's fresh and moist or if it's dry. If it's fresh and moist, so then it's a fruit, then it's chayav in arla. If it's dry, so then it's not. And that's when Rava said that if you eat it, you're patur Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara asked on the ginger din, Amr li Ravina lemreimer, Ravina asked Remeimer, how could you tell me that one who eats ginger on Yom Kippur is potter? Va'amr Rav Nachman, hai himalta, this ginger dish, the asim bei hinduye, that the guy, a guy cooks, sharia, it's mutter, it's no prama bishalakum, which must be because it's nechal kumayshu chai, that's edible even when it's raw. So you see that ginger is edible even raw. Now, before we answer, the bracha on this dish is adama. But the point is that you see it's edible when it's raw. So how could Rava say that you're patur on Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, like Kasha, same as before. Haber tifso, habi aveshto. Depends if it's fresh or if it's dry. If it's fresh, then it's edible. And if it's dry, so that's when you're patur on Yom Kippur. Dan Rabbanon, we learned, achal alikanim patur. If a person eats the reed leaves, so he's patur. It's not roi la'achila. Lulavi gefanim, chayev. If he eats the shoots from a grapevine, he's gonna be chayev. However, not all shoots. Eloin lulavi gefanim. It's only the following types. Amrav Yitzchak mi gidla, kol shalivlevu mi Rosh Hashanah v'anyon mekipurim. Only things that blossomed from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, within the last 10 days. Rav Kana Amar, no, kol shloishim yoyim. Anything that blossomed within the last 30 days. Says the Gemara, Tani Kavasi de Rav Yitzchak mi gidla, acho ali kanim potter, v'lulavi gefanim chayev. Just like we said before. But this Bryce elaborates slightly more than that. Elu elu lavi gefanim. The following is considered the lavi gefanim that you're chayev for. Kol shel livlevu mirash Hashanah v'yom kippurim. So the Braisa specifies dafko that which was blossomed within the last 10 days. The Mishnah had said shasat sir ay murias pater. If a person eats these different fish juices plain by themselves, so you're pater because it's not derech achilo. So it's not mias v'daite. Frak the Gemara, it's mash, not frak the Gemara, but the Gemara is medayik, that's only these things which are very unedible. Hachayim eats chayev, but if a person eats raw vinegar on Yom Kippur, he's gonna be chayev. So it says the Gemara, masnis emani rebbi, which means in our mission is like Rebbe, the Tanya Rebbe, Aimer, chayim eats meshev as anefesh. Chayim eats is mias v'daite, and therefore a person who eats chayim eats on Yom Kippur is chayev. Says the Gemara, Darsh of Gido bar Menashe mibirei denerish, he darshin that ain't halacha k'rebi. No, really, if you eat ginger, if you eat chaymits, if you eat vinegar on Yom Kippur, you're going to be potter. L'shana the following year, nafki kuli alma imazgu v'shasu chala. So the city went out and they brought their ginger with them to shul. They ate their ginger with some water. They diluted it with water and they drank it. Says the Gemara, however, Shama Rav Gidol v'ikbat. When Rav Gidol heard about this, he got very upset. Amar, he said, Imer d'amri ano di'evet. I only said that you're pater, which means b'di'evet. If you drink it, you're not chayiv. L'chadchila mi'amri. Did I ever say that it's mutter l'chadchila to do such a thing? Imer d'amri ano apurta. I said a little bit is not a steerer to the inoy. Tuva mi'amri. Did I say if you have a lot of it, so then that's mutter, that's completely fine? Avada, if you have a lot of it, so then it is mi'as v'daite. Amr damri anochai. I said raw vinegar. Mazug mi'amri. Did they ever say they looted vinegar? And therefore he got very upset because they didn't really follow the heter, so to speak, that he gave. He said just that you're potter, but the evan, and under certain conditions, and they didn't take it like that.